I call to order this special meeting of the Gladstone City Council on Thursday, January 9th, February 9th. The year's just moving right along. I don't have an agenda in front of me. Usually I'd read stuff like this to make it a lot easier. At 6:38 p.m. The purpose of tonight's meeting is to interview candidates who have applied for the vacant position on the Gladstone City Council, the vacancy having been created by the election of former Councilor Anessa Hartman to the state legislature. We have three applicants who will be present tonight. One is on the way, I am told. But I just want to go over a little bit the procedures that we'll be following tonight. This is not a meeting to deliberate or make a decision on the appointment. This meeting is an opportunity to ask to interview candidates in person to get a little more information beyond that that was included on the written applications that were submitted by the candidates. And this is the procedure we follow. We have six questions that have been prepared for us tonight, and we will take turns asking the questions. One counselor will ask question number one, a different counselor will ask question number two, and so on. When the applicants respond to the questions, we will take them in the order from left to right for the very first question. But beyond that, we will begin then each question, subsequent question, with a different applicant so that everyone has the opportunity to be first two times, to be second two times, and to be third two times. It is okay if you are not the first person being questioned to respond with, I would say, what the other applicant said, and in addition to that, add anything more that you want. So that way, you know, there may be some advantage to going first. There may be some advantage to hearing what someone else has said and having a little bit more time to think about it. This is a procedure we've seen that the local school board does when they have vacancies. And we, I think their experience has been that it's fair to all the people involved, and it's a good procedure to follow. Now, I've instructed the counselors, your notes that you're taking tonight, and you have three sheets, one that you can put the name of each applicant at the top. If you want to take notes on this, they will be part of the public record, but because the decision will not be made until next week, you can hold on to your notes. And when we come time to deliberate and vote on applicants, you'll have your notes with you for that. And then we will collect them at that time. Yes, Counselor. I had thought about that. What the school board has often done is, I think, 3 minutes for the first person and 2 minutes each for the others. But since each person's questions or responses may be considerably different, I would think 3 minutes for everyone would be appropriate. So, Tammy Bannock, are you equipped to use a 3 minute clock on people?
I can certainly have that.
Okay. Yes. And applicants certainly do not need to use all 3 minutes. If you can be very concise, that's fine. And if the clock goes off, try to finish up that sentence if you can, I guess is the best way to do it.
And are counselors able to see the clock on your?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yes. Good. So we'll give you, I think it makes a little beep at the end.
Does. Okay. Yes. You'll hear. There'll be a sound at the end.
Trevor, welcome. Hi. I was just going over the procedure. The council tonight will ask questions that are beyond the scope of what we asked you on the application that everyone filled out. We will take turns asking one question at a time that applies to all three applicants, but we will ask you to respond in a different order each time. The first question, I'll just go from my left to my right. The second question, you will be asked to respond first, Maria second, Mark third, and so on. We'll rotate the order. So if everyone is ready, I'm ready to ask the first question. Any other questions? Veronica, you're hearing everything okay? All right.
Do we want to do a roll call first? Just to
all right. Let's do that. We'll begin with a roll call to so that we know who's here.
Councillor Huckabee.
Present.
Councillor Alexander.
Yes.
Councillor Reichel.
Yes.
Councillor Roberts.
Yes.
Councillor Garlington.
Here.
Mayor Milch.
Here. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance as we do for all of our meetings.
Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes. I do.
A couple suggestions. Can we put the screen down so the applicants can see Councillor Reichel?
We can.
I see her smiling. She thought she was getting away with that tonight. And the other one is that I do have a copy of the questions, if that helps applicants better to read along when the question's asked to you, if you